Happy New Year and happy holidays, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had on the podcast this last year surrounding the case against Alec Murtaugh.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Talking to Alec Murtaugh on this segment with Robin Drake, Hidden Killers contributor and retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. New doc coming out on September 12th with new interviews. And the most interesting piece of this is his son, Buster. Yeah. Is participating in this. The doc is called The Fall of the House of Murtaugh, a three-hour-long docuseries that is going to be on Fox Nation, I believe. What's your thoughts on this, Buster coming out into a docuseries and speaking? Any predictions here? Is Buster still behind Dad, or is Buster still, or is Buster, you know, just kind of trying to live life here? And try to go forward in some way, shape, or form, understanding that Dad is a murderer.
I'm flummoxed by it. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
But I'm baffled. Interesting. The thing that really struck me when watching the promo reel for, which I thought was well done, I think it'll shed some light on the tendrils that family had in corrupting an entire section of the state and that part of the country, really. And the thing that really struck me in the entire thing is, again, we talk about these life arcs, and the thing that I really saw throughout is a life arc of drugs, alcohol, and corruption in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I think when people do things like this, it kind of, again, it flummoxes you, because you're like, you know, you're not doing anything that's going to help your case. I mean, what you're highlighting really bad things in your own twisted mind, which kind of goes to your original question. I apologize for not answering yet. Sure. And that is, does he still support his dad? Is he still behind his dad and the actions of everything that happened? My initial impression is, of course he is, because that's his life reps. His life reps was his dad's behavior was appropriate. His dad's way of doing business was righteous. His dad's way of everything was. And so if you can move back from doing that thought experiment from thinking in terms of right or wrong, because remember, no one in their mind thinks, I'm going to do something wrong today. From their perspective, from their context, they're doing right things. Mm-hmm. And if you are following someone like your father and you think he's doing right things, then your behavior becomes right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it just like your father or just like someone that you're close to. And so showcasing what you think is right to the world to see, even though the rest of us are saying, wow, that's a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
To him, this might be completely healthy to him. So it's a fascinating study of, I think, a family life arc full of unrecognized trauma that they don't realize they're inflicting on others and they've been through themselves.
I think a lot of people would look at this and go, but he's an adult. Why can't he think for himself at this point? But you're an adult. You are a product of your conditioning from those years when you weren't an adult. And yep. If Alex was one who is kind of forming that, that's kind of what you're going to get.
Yeah. And whether you're adult or not, remember, we surround ourselves with individuals, as the great author Robert Greene says in the books of Laws of Human Nature. We surround ourselves with people and individuals and situations that validate our own concept of the world around us. And so when you have a family in an organization that is that self-centered, and that powerful, they're going to surround themselves with groupthink in the same vein. And so it's why people, mm-hmm. when they commit something heinous against someone else and someone calls them on it outside that circle of feeling safe for those actions, because that's exactly what happened here in this entire situation. These people felt safe doing whatever they wanted to do because the people around them were validating it by their inaction.
Yep.
And so it becomes what their normal is. And so why not just keep going? Why not behave like my father? So he, in his mind, he's thinking for himself because the people around him in that group think are saying exactly the same thing and validating that behavior all the time.
There's a phone call that we have from Alec and Buster. This took place just 2 months ago after the trial had ended. It's only 40 seconds long. I'm going to play it. And I'm curious to get your reaction on both the tone of Buster and Alec. Here we go.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I don't have a whole lot of time. I just boarded a ferry to get back to Hilton Head Island from Tepusi. Yeah, I know. I've been trying to call. I was supposed to call you while you were with Jim about this meeting. But anyway, how about text him and let him know I'm trying to call him?
Okay.
Did he talk to you about that, about the things that I told him?
No, I can't really understand you either.
All right. I'm gonna leave word with Jim, and he'll be in touch with you. Love you.
All right. Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Love you. Proud of you. Thanks. What did you gain out of hearing that little interaction there?
Alec is continuing life as normal.
100%.
I mean, that dude is not like missed a beat in life. It's like, this is just, of course. I mean, that was kind of his behavior was just extremely congruent with, this is just business as normal. I mean, it sounds like to me, he thinks he's going to get out of this still.
Well, if Leslie Van Houten can do it.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like he's about to be busted out tomorrow. I mean, that was really kind of interesting. Again, when you look at tempo, when you look at patterns of speech, when you look at fluidity, comfort with with everything you're doing, he was spiking everything. That guy's feeling pretty good about himself in that moment, surprisingly. His son, you know, is kind of, it's hard to discern whether he's given the reaction of a typical young man dealing with a father that he doesn't want to. In other words, there definitely was not a lot of compassion in that interchange, or definitely wasn't a lot of connection, although he took the call.
Sure.
And he's sharing. But again, since we don't have a baseline of what the communications between the two of them were prior to him being in prison, it's hard to assess whether it's better or worse or the same. That's why I'm curious about it. It'd be interesting to see and listen to some conversations they had prior to him being in prison. That would be a little more telling, I think.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.